सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस महाशिवरात्रि डे वी प्रे टू लॉर्ड शिवा हु इज द रिमूवर ऑफ सेल्फ इग्नोरेंस एंड ब्लेस द सीकर्स ऑफ मोक्षा विथ सेल्फ नॉलेज। We the Hindus in this culture, Vedic culture, believe that there are seven important kshetrams. Those kshetrams darshanam, remembering or visiting those places, we get moksha. That is the belief of Vaidika or a Hindu or a Sanatani. What are those seven places? Ayodhya, Madhura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika, Puri, Dwaravati, Chaiva, Saptaita Mokshadayika. All these seven are going to give us moksha when a person approaches the deity, the place, they live there and they visit that place. Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika. So, one of the places in our Tamil Nadu, we have Kanchi. So, in every state, there are these places are there. In one state, you can see later that Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya. That is our belief. Not only that, there are Dwadasha Jyotirlingas. 12 Shivakshetrams, Kalahasti, Rameshwaram, Kedarnath, like that. So many, 12 Dwadasha Jyotirlingas, Swayambhu Lingas, they say. And 108 Divyakshetrams are there. And many other Shakti Peethams are there. A Vaidika, Sanatani, Hindu desire to visit these places at least once in a lifetime. At least one time in their life they want to visit all these places. By visiting, by getting the darshanam of that deity in that temple, person feels that he gets a punyam, merit, and his or her papams will go away, and they get a lot of sukha, shanti, prosperity and peace. The more they visit those places, their confidence, their belief in that God, their bhakti purifies them internally and makes them more and more sattvic. Tamoguna, tamasic nature will go away. Almost in every kshetram there are rivers. They take bath and they do darshan of that deity. Because of that continuous practice, this is coming from ancient time. from our ancestors' time, generations, generations, this is coming. This type of worship, practice, this belief, how it is coming, where from it is coming, what is that power of that place attracting the people? Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Haridwar, Badrinath, Kedarnath, Srirangam. How many temples? Especially Tamil Nadu is the land of temples. What is that power attracting them? What makes them to go there and visit that Swami, that darshanam of that deity? What is that? There is a power in that temple. Now they are talking scientifically, archaeologically, there is a lot of power in that. Correct. Exactly where it is said about these temples, where it is said in Agama Shastra. In our Vedic culture, we have very, very vast literature. That vast literature tradition is coming from ancient time. The literature about Vedanta Shastra, literature about Yoga Shastra, literature about Kavya Shastra, literature about Shilpa Shastra, Vastu Shastra, and Agama Shastra. Even bhakti, devotional literature, very vast literature, very rich literature we have. Among these literatures, one of the literature is Agama literature, Agama Shastra literature. Every literature is unique. To study one literature, one Kavya, you want to study one Kavya literature, 12 years. One Shilpa Shastra, you want to study thoroughly, become master of that, 12 years. Any art, any literature you take in this. Yoga Shastra also. This Agama Shastra, talking about the teachings of that worship principles, religious principles and practices. Agama Shastra talking about religious worship, their principles and that practices. So these religious, what are all they deal with now? About the temple construction, site of the temple selection onwards, temple building, construction of the temple, and the rules given to the priest, all the priests who are worshipping that Lord, the deity in the temple, the rules are given in that. And the mode of puja, paddhati, and the image, so many other things are given in that Agama literature. What do you mean by Agama? Generally, Agama means Veda. General meaning of Agama is Veda. But here, Agama means, it's a different meaning. It is a religious, talking about Agama is that which is talking about a religious principles of worship and practices, principles of teachings first and practices. That is the Agama meaning here, not Veda here. In this particular context, there is a Sanskrit sloka how this Agama word has come. This rich literature Agama Shastra, how it has come. The shloka runs like this. Agatam panchavatratu gatancha girijanane matancha vasudevasya tasmat agamam ityuchyate. Tasmat agamam uchyate. Agama iti uchyate. Tasmat. Kasmat. Tasmat means because of this. What is that? Agatam panchavaktratsu. It has come from, Agama Shastra is that which has come from the Lord Shiva. Agatam. It has come from Lord Shiva. And Gatancha Girijanane, understood by Goddess Parvati, the daughter of Mount Himavan, Parvataraja Putri, Goddess Parvati, understood that the teaching given by the Lord Shiva about Agama Shastra. Matanche Vasudevasya, totally accepted by Lord Vishnu. Agatam Panchavatras, five-headed Lord Shiva. Pancha Vatra means five-faced Lord Shiva. And Goddess Parvati understood it thoroughly. And Vishnu accepted it totally. Therefore, it is called Agama. It is a Shastra, a literature. Its subject matter is about religious practices, temple and temple construction, worship. All those details, I am going to give an overview of this Agama Shastra today. It is a very vast literature. Let us see a droplet of that Agama Shastra today. This Agama Shastra talks about, there are three categories of Agama Shastra. There are three categories. First category of Agama Shastra is Shaiva Agama Shastra. Shaiva Agama Shastra. First category of Agama Shastra. Second category of Agama Shastra is Vaishnava Agama Shastra. Vaishnava Agama, they say. Vaishnava Agama Shastra. In Shaiva Agama Shastra, they talk about the worship of Lord Shiva and his consort Parvati. Lord Shiva and Parvati are the deities worshipped in Shaiva Agama Shastra. And Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi, Narayana and Lakshmi, are worshipped in Vaishnava Agama Shastra. And third category of Agama Shastra is Shakta Agama Shastra, where the goddess Devi is worshipped. In that Agama Shastra, they talk about the worship of that Devi, Shakti. That is why it is called Shakta Agama Shastra. Now let us see few points from Shaiva Agama and few points from Vaishnava Agama and then Shakta Agama. Shaiva Agama is generally divided into four sections. Shaiva Agama, first category of Agama Shastra, Shaiva Agama, divided into four sections. First one is Vidyapada. Vidyapada. Pada means section. Vidyapada section. Or it can be called as Jnanapada. Because it deals with the basic knowledge of that deity. that deity in the temple, Shiva temples, that Vidya Pada of Shaivagama talks about, it gives the knowledge of that deity. What deity is, it is, and so on about that deity, Vidya Pada. The second Pada is known as Kriya Pada. In Shaivagama, the second division is called Kriya Pada. Kriya Pada means there the details of the details to be followed by the temple priests, what type of construction it should be, and the temple worship, how it should be. Kriya means what? Their worship, how to do worship in the temple, and how the construction should be. That is also a kriya. Constructing the temple, doing puja comes under kriya, action. Therefore, kriya pada, mode of worship, type of construction. Based on this kriya pada alone, they construct that Shiva temples in Shaivagama. Based on this kriya pada. So that people who are going to construct the temple, they should have the knowledge about that Vidya Pada, knowledge about that deity. So without studying Agama Shastra, they cannot construct a temple. Then the third Pada is Yoga Pada, very significant Pada. Yoga Pada describes 8 steps of yoga, not Ashtanga Yoga. Here, 8 steps of yoga dealing with the union with that deity. How to unite with that deity? We hear from so many people, all how bhaktas merged with that Lord, became one with the Lord of that temple, either Pandaripur or Srirangam or any big temples you take, those places, devotees, how they united with the Lord. All those steps are given in this Agama Shastra, Yoga Pada, leading to union with the Lord. It gives 8 steps. Then the fourth Pada is called Charya Pada. Charya Pada deals with the conduct of a devotee of that deity. How the devotee should conduct himself, the conduct, character, to be followed, to maintain, to worship that particular deity of that temple. This is called Charya Pada. Charya means what? Dinacharya. As a bhakta, your lifestyle, how it should be. It is not like just like that, whenever you want to fulfill your desires and going and giving one coconut. No. But this Agama Shastra talks about that devotee, what type of conduct he has to maintain, Charya Pada. So 4 Padas, Jnana Pada or Vidya Pada, Kriya Pada, Yoga Pada and Charya Pada. All these are 4 divisions, sections in Shaivagama Shastra. Then next step, there are 4 traditions in Shaivagama. Again, 4 traditions, sampradaya. In Shaivagama itself, there are 4 traditions. What are those 4 traditions? Number 1 is Kapala. Kapala sampradaya. Tradition means sampradaya. Sampradaya means tradition. Kapala sampradaya. Then Kalamukha sampradaya. Kalamukha sampradaya. Then third one is Pashupata sampradaya. This is very familiar name for maximum people. Pashupata sampradaya. Then fourth one is Shaiva sampradaya. Shaiva Sampradaya. These are the 4 Sampradayas in Shaiva Agama literature given based on this only you can find, if you go to Dwadasha Jyotirlingas, these four types of people you can find. You don't know why these people are like this. You do not know, but they are all bhaktas, devotees. They have their own sampradaya in worshipping the Lord Shiva. These are all the four sampradayas. Now again, this Shaiva sampradaya itself divided into two, classified into two Shaiva sampradaya, the fourth one. Kashmira Shaiva one and Shaiva Siddhanta. Kashmira Shaiva, one type of Shaiva Siddhanta. And second one is Shaiva Siddhanta. Kashmira Shaiva is popular in North India. Kashmira Shaiva is popular in North India from Kashmir onwards. And Shaiva Siddhanta is very popular in South India, Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra. Shaiva Siddhanta is very, very popular. These are the two types of Shaiva Siddhanta. And each sampradaya, each siddhanta, they have their own literature based on Shaivagama. And one more important point, traditionalists, they never give the historical time to this Agama Shastra. They never talk about its origin in terms of historical time. They believe, all traditional people believe, they are all revealed by God, like Vedas. They have come from God, revealed by God, Ishvara. Ishvarat Agatam, like Vedas. That is the belief here in our culture. And on these sampradayas, Shaiva Agama talks about all the four divisions, and they have lot of granthas, texts, literature. All are in palm leaves, manuscripts. Till today they are available. We have lost so many Agama literature. In spite of that, we have some literature, no? Some extent we are having till today. Because of time gap, because of lot of invasions, we have lost our Agama literature. Then there are number of works, basic works with these Shaiva Agamas, such as Kamika is one type of work written by the great Shaiva Siddhanta people, Sampradaya Acharyas. They have written Kamika, one type of Shaiva Agama literature. And apart from that Shaiva Agama, what are all books available in Shaiva Agama? One is Kamika, number two is Asita, a literature. Then third is Vatula, Vatula, V-A-T-U-L-A, Vatula. Asita, A-S-I-T-A, Asita literature. Kamika, K-A-M-I-K-A. Then fourth one is Raurava. Raurava, R-O-U-R-A-V-A, Raurava. So, all these literature have got again Upa-Agamas. Upa-Agamas, just like I say, commentaries, sub-commentaries, sub-sub-commentaries, like Agama Shastra literature, in the Kamika literature, Asita literature, Vatula literature, Shaiva Siddhanta. Agama is Shaiva Agama, Vaishnava Agama, Shakta Agama. In Shaiva Agama literature is this, what I am talking now. Shaiva Agama only, Kamika Shaiva Agama, Asita Shaiva Agama, Vatula Shaiva Agama, Raurava Shaiva Agama, like that. And each text has got again Upa Agama, sub sub commentaries like they have that literature. So some of them Saiva Agamas are in palm leaves and manuscripts. Mainly Devanagari script they available. So this is about Saiva Agama. So Agama Shastra is the main heading. Under that three categories Saiva Agama over now. Now come to Vaishnava Agama. That Agama Shastra talks about Vaishnava Agama. There are two divisions in Vaishnava Agama. Two types of Vaishnava Agama are there. One is Vaikhanasa Vaishnava Agama. Vaikhanasa Sampradaya. There Pasupada Sampradaya, just as I said, in Shaiva Agama. Like that, here also, there are Sampradayas. All are Vaishnavas only. But Sampradaya is different. There also all were Shaivas only. Shaiva Bhaktas only. But Sampradaya is different. But construction of the temple, deity, what, everything is same. For all these Shaiva, Vaishnava, Shakta, Agama people, all of them, regarding the temple construction, deity, the rules and regulations, everything is same with minute differences in that literature, construction. But generally, all of them are following Agama Shastra. So, Vaishnava Agama, Vaikhanasa, tradition of Vaishnavas, they chant Vedic mantras. They follow Vedic mantras and they worship the Vishnu as in an image, in the deity form. They practice this Vaikhanasa. Those who born in Vaikhanasa tradition, they alone follow this tradition, Vaikhanasa. Born in that only, they follow that Vaikhanasa tradition. And they worship the deity with an image or symbol. Whereas Pancharatra, second type of Vaishnava Agama Sampradaya is Pancharatra. In the Pancharatra, they give eligibility to, they adopt all people to worship. Vaishnava Agama is not like that. It is only who are born in Vaishnava Sampradaya, they alone should follow those Vaishnava Sampradaya methods. But whereas in Pancharatra, eligibility worship for all people they give. They also take Vedic mantras only, and Tantric mantras also they take. That is the difference between Vaikhanasa and Pancharatra. In Pancharatra, Tantric mantras also included. In Vaikhanasa, only Vedic mantras. Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vaikhanasa and Pancharatra. Vaikhanasa follow only Vedic mantras. And Pancharatra, Vedic mantras as well as Tantric mantras they take. So these are the main two differences in that. And their literature also, Vaishnava Agama literature is also available in Devanagari script. Devanagari script in Sanskrit. Those days Sanskrit, very very terse Sanskrit. It's not colloquial Sanskrit. Very very deep Sanskrit, Devanagari script. And Vaishnava Agamas, they, in that literature, they talk about many types of worship, puja, different types of festivals, and a lot of rules, regulations, and temple construction all come in that. How to propitiate the Lord, and prayaschitta karma, expiatory rituals. What type of rituals to be followed? All are given in that Vaishnava Agama literature. So, Agama literature divided into Shaiva Agama and Vaishnava Agama, because depending upon the deity whom they worship. Shiva, Vishnu, Shakti. So these are the main given. Apart from these three also, there are subdivisions. Now Vaishnava means, see, Rama comes in that only. And Venkateshwara Balaji comes in that only. And Shiva means many, many Shiva rupams are there. So it is most vast subject, elaborately goes on and on. But broad division I am telling. This is the broad division. So the Vaikhanas, Agamas are, now the temples also, they take over the Balaji temple, Tirupati, and Parthasarathi temple in Triplicane. These are all two temples, like that some temples taken over by, and that means Vaikhanasa Sampradaya people, they take up these temples and they taking the administration of the temple, puja, paddhati, and how to do all this, they are taking care of that. Whereas Srirangam and Varadaraja Perumal in Kanchipuram, these temples are taken care of by Pancharatra Sampradaya Vaishnavas. Pancharatra Sampradaya Vaishnavas take care of Kanchipuram, Varadaraja Perumal temple, Srirangam, Ranganatha Swami temple. Like that, Vaikhanasa and Pancharatra, they take care of certain Vishnu temples in 108 Divya Deshams are also very, very popular. In one lifetime, people want to complete. Shiva Bhaktas want to complete Jyotirlingas, Vishnu Bhaktas want to complete 108 Divya Deshams, and Smartas want to see what both. Smartas means smart, I told you, smart. They go to Jyotirlingas also, Divya Deshams also. Like you all, you are all smart. That means for Shiva, Vishnu, both are one and the same for us. For strong devotees, staunch Vaishnavites, Shaivites, that is good. They let them follow their own. That is good. So our Shastra permits, allows, whatever you follow, you grow, mature, and religiously live and become finally come to spiritual path. This is the ultimate goal. So this is about Vaishnava Agama. Now let us come to Shakta Agama. Shakta Agamas also known as Tantras. There are 64 Tantras in Shakta Agama. Based on that, few of Shakta Agamas are given. 64 Tantras based on that, their Sampradaya. Again, in Shakta, Shakti Puja also, different Sampradayas are there. One is Varahi Sampradaya, Varahi. Then Rudra Yamala. Second another Shakta Agama. These are all Sampradaya. They have literature. Varahi, Kamakhya number one. And in Assam there is a temple, Kamakhya temple. Varahi temple, Devi temple also there. Rudrayamala is the third Shakta Agama Sampradaya. And Kularnava, fourth one, Kularnava, Kularnava, Kularnava. Then fifth and final one is Tantrasara. Among these 64 number, a few of Shakta Agamas are these five, very popular. Kamakhya, Varahi, Rudrayamala, Kularnava, Tantrasara. Those devotees, Shakti Upasakas, they all study about this and do Upasana, lot of Shri Vidya Upasanas, and deep they worship the deity. Now, in this Shakta Agamas, there are two types. Again, how flexibility is there in our religion? You see, freedom of worship, nowhere in the world you can find like this. Freedom of worship, different forms of one God according to the Bhakta's wish. And lot of margin is given to that devotees. Then Shaktagama, first type is Dakshinachara. Dakshinachara Shaktagama. And number two is Vamachara Shakta Agama. Shakta means what? Shakti Sambandha Shakta. Devi, goddess Shakti. Vamachara. Vamachara Paddhati. Dakshinachara Paddhati, they say. Everything is Paddhati. There is a Paddhati. Method, mode. So these two, Dakshinachara, Devi is invoked in one image or symbol. Devi is worshipped in image or symbol with Vedic mantras in Dakshinachara. So Devi image will be there, either bronze or any stone, whatever. So that image or symbol they worship with Vedic mantras. In Vamachara, they dispenses Vedic mantras only, but the Devi is invoked in a female person. They don't have any image or symbol, but they invoke the Devi in a female person, woman. They are called Vamachara Pantha. Pantha Sampradaya, Pantha means that Marga. So Shakta Agamas are available in Devanagari script. They are all available in Devanagari script. And those who are well-versed in those scriptures, they guide that devotees, that Upasakas. Vishnu Upasakas are guided by Vaishnava Agama Granthas, great Acharyas. Similarly, Shakti, similarly, Shiva. So that's why vast vision you can see in our land, the temples. Not only here, wherever our people go, they construct temples. In America, everywhere, I went to many temples. Shiva, Vishnu temple, Shiva temple, Vishnu temple, so many Devi temples, so many temples. Every area they construct one temple there. And in every country, wherever we go, in our recently in another place also, any country, European countries, any other place also, we want first Mandir. Mandir we give important, not resort. Mandir. That is the Paddhati of Shaivagama, Vaishnavagama and Shaktagama. Now let us come to the next topic, that is installation of the deity. Installation of the deity that is given in 14 steps will take place. More than that, just I am giving a sample. What are the steps, types of installation of the deity? That is the main. Moola Vigraham, Moola Virat, they install, installation of the deity. Now, instead of installations, what we are getting, install the app, this app, that app, they are installing nowadays. Those days, Mahatmas, great Acharyas, great tapasvis, they used to install the deity. Because of that one installation of the deity in the temple, it influenced the thousands and crores of people, generations, people take to that religious life and refine themselves and come to their higher purpose of life, goal of life. That is why our country is famous for the temples, and temples is a temple is not just a temple sake. It is the life. Alayam. Alayam means what? Asamantat liyate yasmin. By looking at that alayam, by going to that temple, I totally merge in that. A bhakta. That is why it is called alayam. Now, let us see how this Agama Shastra talk about the installation of the deity. First, they, through Agama Shastra, they find out what type of site they have to select. That also given, the prescription means the rules are given in that. You should not buy any land wherever you want. You have to look into that. You are going to construct Shiva temple, go to Shiva Agama Shastra and see the rules and regulations to buy a site for the temple, and then you can do what? Karshana, number one. Karshana means plowing that land. They have to drill that land, plowing. Then they have to do Vastu Puja to that land. Vastu Puja, Bhumi Puja, just as we do for our house when we want to construct. Like that temple also, they do Vastu Puja. That ends with finally in Kumbhabhishekam. Okay, start with Vastu Puja. Up to Kumbhabhishekam, you see how many are there in the middle. That Kumbhabhishekam, they start with a lot of kalashas they keep. And in every kalasha, they pour water. And they, one side, and the temple work is going on, plow on, going on. And they start the mantras, pujas, agni samskara. One side, lot of homakundas, different varieties of homakundas. And going on and on. Then what? Jaladhivasa, the deity they keep in that vasam water. The deity has to recline, lying down in that water. That is called Jaladhivasa. Then afterwards, one night fully they keep. Afterwards they take out the deity, Vigraham, and they keep that deity in Dhanyadhivasa. Dhanyadhivasa means in greens. Then afterwards, Netronmilanam, the sculptor comes and opens the eyelids of that deity. Netronmilanam. Then they give bath to that deity with curds, milk, and with mantra jalam. That jalam, they chant lot of mantras. With that, they give bath to that deity. And lot of Agni Hotrams are going on, Agni Samskara. And this priest, chief priest, touch the whole Vigraham, each part of the Vigraham, that deity. Touching that, it shows the varieties of part, it's called Prana Pratishtha. They call it as Prana Pratishtha. Then, before installing the deity, the pedestal underground, they put lot of gold coins, a lot of gems, a lot of costly things and all. That means all metals, valuable diamonds like that, everything they keep. Afterwards, the priests, all of them do prayaschittam. Any mistakes happen anywhere, therefore they do some prayaschitta rituals. Then almost they are coming to that end of that finishing, they do Ashtabandhana. Ashtabandhana with mantras, they sprinkle water, that kalasha water, on that deity. Once they do Ashtabandhana and they install the deity, it is no more a stone or bronze or anything. It is a live Shiva, live Vishnu, live Shakti. Afterwards, only puja paddhati starts. So, it is no more an ordinary stone for us. It is almost that God is sitting there for us. That is why that antram they put in that is called mantras. Through mantras, they put antram. It attracts the people like a magnet. Magnet-like. Then finally, that Kumbhabhishekam elaborately they perform, and the Lord Himself, with all powers and glories, they look at that Lord. That is the installation. It is not an ordinary thing. It is not simply just putting the stone there. That is called Prana Pratishtha. Now let us go to the next step. Now they have installed the deity. All these are given where? In Agama Shastra. This is not my Santa Sahityam. All are given in Agama Shastra elaborately. Now mode of worship also. The austerities. The priest has to follow certain austerities. And the measurement of that deity also taken before doing that installation. They have to take the measurement. How much height that deity should be. All these are followed. And how many times they have to do puja? Minimum 3 times. Morning, noon and evening. And some traditions, according to the tradition, puja depends upon the tradition. That temple tradition. Trikala puja generally they prescribe in the temple. Or 5 times or 6 times some temples. Or some places 16 to 64 varieties are there. Like that they do upachara. Upachara varies from temple to temple. So, and avahanam, padyam, samarpayami, you know all those things in our house, how do we do? Elaborately they do lot of upachara to that Lord. Snanam, naivedyam, arati, etc., etc. What not? Because glorious Lord, we have to offer everything. Thanksgiving. Puja is nothing but thanksgiving. So that happens. Then Mula Virat will be there and Utsava Vigraham. Now let us come to the next festivals. The temples, each Shaivagama, they have their own festivals. And Vaishnavagama festivals are different. Almost very close, but names may be different. What are the festivals they conduct in that? So, Utsava Vigraha, you know, all these things you know, many of you. And Utsava Vigraha is to take the procession outside. Any elders are not able to come to the temple. The Utsava Vigraha will be taken to the streets as in a procession. And so that old people, small children can see that deity. And they cannot come in the crowd. That's why that Bhagwan himself comes to that street. So that everyone can get darshan. Then that Utsavas are Radhostavam, they celebrate festivals. And every temple has got Nadaswaram, drums, so many festival times they play. And Radhostavam is very popular in Agama Shastra temples. Puja Dayananda Swamiji taken up this project of every temple must have Ratham, chariot. And in Tamil Nadu, many temples don't have Rathams, chariots. Swamiji has taken that project and they have done so many Rathams to many temples, big, big temples. And those temples, the Lord, even, you know, say Jagannatha temple, Rathotsavam is very famous. And Tyagaraja temple, Rathotsavam also very popular. Very, very popular. Like that, many temples they do. Then next festival, Brahmotsavam. Even Tirupati Balaji Brahmotsavam means people know that how famous it is. And Kalyanotsavam, Meenakshi Sundareshwara Kalyanam, Padmavati Venkateshwara Kalyanam, like that Parvati Shiva Kalyanam, like that Sita Rama Kalyanam. This Kalyanam's celebration is, festivals are there, all given in Agama Shastra. Okay, all these are there. Then, these are all festivals they celebrate. Even this Brahmotsavam started from Chaturmukha Brahmaji time onwards, they say. Brahmaji used to worship Bhagavan. That's why the Brahmotsavam name has come. These are all. Then Vahanas. One day, processions, they bring Bhagavan different Vahanas, parrot. And Shiva means bull will come, and eagle, Garuda. So many temples, when you go and see that procession time, you can see all Vahanas, vehicles to the Lord for procession. either in the temple or outside, they do lot of things. Radhosavam, Kalyanotsavam, Brahmotsavam, all these festivals elaborately they perform. So this is about Agama Shastra, beautifully given in our Agama Shastras. What are all given? The literature talk about the installation of deity, construction of the temple, how you have to construct the temple, height, direction, all are given according to Vastu Puja, and Muhurtam also, very particular according to astrology. Astrology and astronomy, they select that. That is why they are very powerful. You see, when Kedarnath, that cyclone came, very, very dangerous that time. Only one temple, Kedarnath temple, only withstood. In spite of any hundreds of years old temple, that is. Many people survived because of the temple, Kedarnath temple. Everyone surprised. It's a wonder. Like that, many temples give life to many people in the society. So temple were the refugee centers those days. Now it is becoming government centers. Unfortunately, Hindu endowment board and temples, they are taking and taking the money also from the temples, going wrong way. So the temples must be taken care of by people, not by government. People, we are only responsible to protect our temples. Don't think somebody will protect the temple. We are only responsible. We are only responsible to take the temple property, temple safety, temple achara, paddhati, everything, maintenance, everything. Then only that country will be prosperous. Not just going for temple and for your desires to fulfill. No. You have to serve the temple. One way or other, whatever way you want to serve, it is your choice. But never think that somebody should take care of temple only. I am not responsible. Not like that. Therefore, these temples, any temple, anywhere. In our country, there are thousands of temples are there. Even after the destruction of many invasions, and thousands of temples were destroyed by those people, invaders. In spite of that, we are having till today many temples. Finally, what is the purpose? We have to think. Agama Shastra, talking about this much, about the temple, Bhagavan, deity, till today, it is giving a life to many people. And psychiatric problems won't come if a person visit the temple. On every street we have a temple. Visit temple, all your mental problems will be solved. People are getting mental problems because they are not worshipping the Lord for Lord's sake. Lord's sake you have to worship. Go to temple. It is like a solace. You get mental purity, mental relaxation, mind. Because there is someone to lean upon. You can lean upon your life. The giver he is. So the more you go to Bhagavan and surrender to him, you see throughout your life, you will be taken care of. Who says? Bhagavan himself said, Ananyaschinta yanto mam yejanah paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Therefore, you need not worry at all, no fear, nothing. Bhagavan is there. Surrender to him. Take shelter in him. That Asta means the temple is our solace. They have kept that in its coming for our spiritual upliftment. It is a type of karma yoga sadhana. You can do that through Agama Shastra, through the temples, puja, worship, and upasana yoga also you can follow, and you will come to jnana yoga naturally, automatically, spontaneously. Even you say, I don't want, you will come helplessly. That is the design of Vedic design, Vedic lifestyle, Vedic design. Wonderful design. That is why Hindu dharma till today, Sanatana dharma is so pure because of our Agama Shastra, Yoga Shastra, Silpa Shastra, Vastu Shastra. Any Shastra you take, all Shastras only they have come to convert the animal man into man-man, man-man into divine man. That is the purpose. You see now the present other countries. What is going on? All of you know that. Third World War almost. It is looking like that. Russia, Ukraine, America, China, NATO, all these are selfish. You see people, imperialism, sovereignty they want. Everyone is selfish, selfish, selfish. But because they don't know the purpose of human life, why they are born. Materialistic world, we are thinking, our children are thinking, technology advanced, world is going so fast, where they are going? They are going to leave atom bomb. They are ready, now sixth day of war is going on. Imagine, what is the connection to Agama Shastra and atom bomb I am talking? Because of Agama Shastra, our temples, puja, people, in our samskara itself we have shanti, vasudhaiva kutumbakam, well-wishers of the entire humanity we are. Because our culture is preparing us like that. But Western countries are not like that. Any other countries other than this Bharat, other than this Sanatana Dharma, this country, no country is having this type of lifestyle Vedic vision. Each one is want to dominate others. And selfish fighting. How many people are dying, you see? Is this life? Fighting sake? Selfish ends? But our people never invade, never attack. You see anywhere in our history. How we are this much we are having power means because of these shastras, this literature, our lifestyle. That is why our Sanatana Dharma is so great. Converting the man into animal man, grabbing, encroaching. Atom bomb means I am having so many atom bomb, I am having this Paramanu like this, they are showing and their power. And they want to dominate each other. This is the culture, all human beings. How many of them are suffering, dying, no food? What type of thinking is that? Imagine. Why they are like that? Because they don't have Vedic lifestyle. They don't have any shastras like this. They don't have culture. How to convert animal man into man-man, man-man into divine man. Therefore, we need not run for technology's sake and see this is the what finally. Any type of extent they are ready to go means where their thinking is. That much human being is to only to destroy each other. That is why only our culture, Sanatana Dharma, is talking about the well-being of entire humanity. Understand this. Don't run after technology. What technology? With that technology, what they are doing? Our gods are also having weapons. You can have weapons only to defend yourself, not to destroy others. Not to destroy others. This is the culture, land where a person can become a divine person. Temples are our rich wealth and our life also. Any shastra you take, Vedanta Shastra, Yoga Shastra, Silpa Shastra, deity, Bhagavan is involved. For them it is not like that. For us everywhere Bhagavan is involved. Either you take Yoga Shastra, Silpa Shastra, Vastu Shastra, my God, Vastu is a Devata, actually. Like that, each shastra you can talk hours and hours and hours. Finally, I want to conclude this. Our temples must be protected, taken care of by people by giving reverence or respect, and they are our cultural bond for us. Cultural bond. Without that, people become mad. People become mad. That is why you take care of your temple nearby, where you are. Serve in the temple, whatever way you can do. And respect your shastras. How great this is, and how where world is going, what way it is running. We need not run. Everyone has to come here. This type of thinking. Therefore, on this auspicious day, I want to share this Agama Shastra. Only just a bird eye view I have given. So much is there to talk. With this, I conclude today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.